You have your Bibles. This evening we turn to the book of Luke, chapter 22, and I do want to let you know I'm going to be reading quite a few verses this evening, but I hope it will remind us about Jesus. I hope it will help us to reflect on many of the things that we want to think about when it comes to our Savior, and so I hope this will encourage you tonight. So Luke chapter 22, and we'll begin reading in verse number 1. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being one of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad, and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, Behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the good men of the house, The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished, there make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And likewise also after the cup, after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with you on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. Down in verse number 39, we read that he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer, was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with the kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them cut the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders which were come out to him, Be ye come out as against the thief with swords and staves. When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. When they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, "This man was also with him." And he denied him, saying, "Woman, I know him not." And after a little while, another saw him and said, "Thou art also of them." Peter said, "Man, I am not." And about the space of 1 hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned, looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, "Prophesy who it is that smote thee." And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, "Art thou the Christ? Tell us." And he said unto them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God." Then said they all, "Art thou then the Son of God?" And he said unto them, "Ye say that I am." And they said, "What need we any further witnesses? We ourselves have heard of his own mouth." And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate and began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ the King." Pilate asked him, saying, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" And he answered him and said, "Thou sayest it." Then said Pilate to the chief priests of the people, "I find no fault in this man." But they were the more fierce, saying, "He stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place." When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Herod with his men of war set him at naught and mocked him and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him again to Pilate. And the same day, Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity between themselves. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, "Ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. Behold, I have examined him before you. I have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof ye accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. For of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast." And they cried out all at once, saying, "Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison." Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them. But they cried, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." And he said to them the third time, "Why, what evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go." And they were instant with their loud voices, requiring that he must be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they desired. But he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country. On him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. There followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bare, and the paps which never gave suck.' Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? There were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And they parted his raiments and cast lots. And the people stood beholding. And the rulers also with them derided him, saying, well, he saved others. Let him save himself if he be Christ, the chosen of God. The soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. One of the malefactors which was hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man had done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. It was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. And when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly, this was a righteous man. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. Behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. He took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulcher that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. And the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after, and beheld the sepulcher and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices, anointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabouts, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said to them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulcher and told all these things unto the 11 and to the rest. You know, our words are not adequate to explain or to improve at all on what God's word says about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. But here in this account, we are reminded of what Jesus went through for us. I hope it's not new to you. If it is, I hope you're blown away by what Jesus went through for us. And if it's something you've heard many times, I hope you have a new appreciation this evening for it. Back in chapter 22, verse 19, in the upper room, Jesus said this as he instituted the first Lord's Supper. He said, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And the whole point of the Lord's Supper is to remember Jesus, to reflect on Jesus, to think about Jesus, to let him know that we love him, to be reminded of all that he did for us. And in a few moments, the men are going to distribute a piece of bread that, just like the bread Jesus shared with his disciples, symbolizes the broken body of Christ. His body was broken on the cross and given for us so that we might have life. They will also distribute a cup. And the cup symbolizes, the contents of the cup symbolizes the shed blood of Jesus Christ, who with his blood, as it says in verse number 20, instituted a new covenant with Israel and brought salvation not only to Israel, but also to the whole world. Before we partake, we need to prepare our hearts with a couple questions. And I hope God's already been helping us to prepare our hearts. It's often good before we gather for communion to spend time with the Lord. But two questions that have already been kind of posed to you this evening is, number one, have you believed on Jesus? Has there been a time that you acknowledged your sin? Has there been a time that you have received him as your Lord and Savior? The bread, to be profitable, has to be eaten. And Jesus, to save, must be received into our life. And so the bread is a symbol of the reality that Christ is the bread of life that brings salvation to all, but he must be received and he must be believed and he must be believed upon. Have you believed on Jesus Christ? And if you've not done that, we would invite you tonight. You don't have to do any major outward expression. It is a inner understanding of Jesus, as this centurion recognized there is something about this man, that he is God and he is the Savior. He died in your place. And you, like so many of us tonight, can believe on Jesus Christ and you can be saved if you would do that. We would invite you to believe. And if you make that decision to believe, we invite you to partake with us tonight. And then secondly, the second question is, are you living in obedience to Christ? I wanted to ask you to turn to another passage of Scripture, 1 Corinthians 11. Pastor Trent brought out the importance of treating this time with reverence. And as we come to Lord's Supper, it's not only a time to remember, but it's a time to examine ourselves. And to consider, is there anything in our life that is not right with the Lord? And then to confess those things to the Lord and to partake. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27, the Bible says, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause are many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." Jesus makes us worthy. So we cannot make ourselves worthy, but we can partake of the Lord's table in an unworthy manner. And that would simply mean any manner of sin in our life that we have between us and the Lord, or us and another Christian, we need to confess those to the Lord.